Al-Halim, the Very Gentle. Those of you who turned their backs on the day the two armies clashed, it was Satan who made them slip for what they had done. But Allah has pardoned them, Allah is ever forgiving, all forbearing. Allah sent our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, down a book from his own presence. That book, whose commandments have been preserved to the present day, is the last divine scripture. In the Quran, Allah reveals commandments that people must abide by, and prohibitions they must heed. He has also revealed that those who spend their lives earning His approval will remain in paradise for all time. He also reveals that those who disobey Him will spend all eternity in hell, as well as detailed descriptions of the sufferings there. But although they know the Quran is the truth, the majority of people refuse to read it. They ignore the verses sent down to them by Allah and turn instead to the amusements and pleasures of the life of this world. They never think about the account they will have to give of themselves after death and the life of the hereafter. In the same way they fail to abide by Allah's prohibition, so they thus fail to live by the moral virtues He commands. They never share their goods or possessions or help those worse off than themselves. And when told to believe, they reply, "I know exactly what I am doing." But Allah, the infinitely compassionate and loving, does not punish those who deny Him immediately. He even allows them to live pleasant lives in this world and bestows all kinds of blessings on them. He gives them time to believe and turn to the true faith. Allah has shown that He has made Islam easy to live by. He knows how feeble people are, so He does not hold them responsible when they forget or make mistakes. He imposes no responsibilities on the blind, the lame, or the sick. He lifts the load from people's shoulders by teaching them fortitude and submission.